so we can get going. We are in Psalms 101. And
wow, you got a far last week when we were playing hooky.
We just basically
good morning, Dad.
It was a really good class.
It was a good class, yeah.
Four of us.
Everybody
in
talked.
Here. It was Clyde.
Oh, Curly.
You two and us, it was just five.
I didn't comb it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
mine looks the best when I don't comb it.
Jimmy, you want to pray?
Yeah. Father, in the last 24 hours, I've been thinking about a comment that Len Hiles made, geez, I don't know how many years back, and he was talking about a MasterCard, obviously referring to the Lord, and he said, don't leave home without your MasterCard. And I've been thinking about that MasterCard just for the last 24 hours, and as I was thinking about the MasterCard, I was looking at the name on the card, and it was Jim Wilson's card, and you spoke to me. You said, no, that's not your name on the card. It's Jesus Christ's name on the card. And it has an unlimited amount of credit called grace. And anytime you need the MasterCard, just use the name. As long as it's got Jesus on it, plug it into the ATM, and you will get the request of your heart according to my will, my plan, my purposes. And I was saying, what would I ask if I really had a MasterCard like that? I could have anything in the world that I wanted. If the Lord said, you have anything in the world that you want, what would I ask for? And I thought of Solomon, because he told Solomon, anything you want, ask me and I will give it to you. And Solomon asked God for wisdom. He didn't ask for a BMW, a new golden chariot, a bigger house, heal his body, give me food. He asked for wisdom. And God said, because you've asked for that, I'm going to give you everything. And Father, you gave me a poem when I was down in Florida. And it was on wisdom. And it said, wisdom is the thing you want to get, for in it there is no regret. Wisdom is the thing that you want to have, for it will distinguish between the good and the bad. Wisdom is what you want to know, for it will keep you from the seasons of the frost and the snow. Wisdom is the thing that you must see, for it will bring you forth into the image of me. For wisdom is calling you forth in this, my new day, to lift you up higher to see the more perfect way. So stay on course, my precious ones, that you can awake in the Almighty God. So, Father, we ask wisdom this morning. And, Father, you said if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. Paul prayed for the Ephesians that God would give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding into the knowledge of him. And that's what we ask for this morning, Lord. And that's all we require. And we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're in Psalms 101.
Is Marge with you today?
Yeah.
Oh, and
Psalms 101. And honestly, I just felt like we should read it and then go around the room and just ask each person, you know, what did you get out of it? What struck you as something that you're going to take with you? When you leave this room, and why, and just, you know, I just kind of wanted everybody to share a little bit today. So I'm going to read it. If you want to look up here, it's a little bit smaller, but I did that on purpose because, before we do this, I want someone to read it in a different version because I'm going to read
I'll
it. I'm going to read it in the NLT because it was like. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. So, go ahead and read 101 all the way through. Yes. And then just she has NIV. So just listen to it. We might get someone else to read it in a different version. Then I'm going to read it in NLT, and then we're going to go around the room and just kind of share what you got out of it. What struck you as something interesting or informative or whatever. So someone else get ready to read it and speak out loud so we can hear it on the microphones.
Psalm 101. I will sing of you, love and justice to you. O Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk in my house with blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The deeds of faithless men I hate, they will not cling to me. Men of perverse heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. Whenever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him will I not endure. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord.
You go all warm and you okay?
It is hot in here. That's, I mean, it's pretty warm, yeah, in here.
I'm burning up. You want to read what you got, Brenda?
This is Psalm 101 and Amplified.
Yeah, go ahead.
I will sing of mercy and loving kindness and justice to you, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely and give heed to the blameless way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house in integrity and with a blameless heart. I will set no base or wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them who turn aside from the right path. It shall not grasp hold of me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil person or thing. Whoso privily slanders his neighbor, him will I cut off from me. He who has haughty look and a proud and arrogant heart, I cannot and will not tolerate. My eyes shall look with favor upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks blamelessly, he shall minister to me. He who works deceit shall not dwell in my house, and he who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Morning after morning, I will root up all the wicked in the land, that I may eliminate all the evildoers from the city of the Lord.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to read this in the NLT, and I'll start it. We'll go around the room and just say, you know, what did you get out of it? What are you going to take away from it? And, you know, just do a little, everybody do a little teaching, you know, on what you got out of it, okay? So the thing that jumped out at me, and the reason I made it smaller is because I wanted you to see this. You know, what jumped out at me was, I will, I hate, I will, I,
free,
yeah, that's what jumped out at me first. I mean, then I got into what it was saying and all that, but this is a Psalm of David. David wrote this, and we know David had a heart after the Lord, okay? But it was just interesting to me that the pronoun I was prominent in this psalm. So anyway, just try not to get too caught up on the I wills, but I'd never seen a scripture anywhere in the Bible that had so many I wills. You know, and if you were here last week with my sermon about, you know, I got this, part two, it's like the only way you can do any of this, the only way you got it is through him. You know, I will do, I mean, all these things you're going to do, that's well and good, but trust me, that Adam nature isn't going to do squat. it's the Christ nature that's going to do this, all this stuff. And he doesn't come out and say it per se, but we know that David was a man after God's own heart. So we're assuming when he says, I will, he's saying, you know, Christ hadn't walked the earth, but he was still with David. You can't write this stuff without without Christ being with you and the Holy Spirit and whatever. So, but anyway, that's what jumped out at me. And there's other things, but that was the number one thing. It says, I will sing of your love and justice, Lord, Jehovah. I will praise you with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. I like that. I will be careful. He's not saying he's going to live a blameless life.
He's
going to
try.
He's going to try. You know? When will you come to help me? That one throws me completely off. I mean, that jumps out as like, when will you help me? I mean, wait a minute. You know, why are you asking that? I'll just leave that food for thought. I won't go into any more commentary on that until later. I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. So I don't have to look at Julie in the morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
See, I had to break it up a little bit.
You're
going to
get yourself knocked out.
Can I just jump in? She
looks just as beautiful. No, she's the first one to say, I don't wake up looking like this.
Can I just jump in
yes,
and say
ma'am.
One thing about the I wills?
Yeah.
Because when you were talking about the I wills, since he was fully, if we are, fully surrendered to God, we have to remember that it is Christ.
Yes.
Who, what is that? What, and I had it just a second ago.
What?
Christ,
within
he will,
us?
to will and to do of his good will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is Christ in you
yeah.
who worketh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is Christ in you to worketh. And to do his good will. When we say, I will, if we are surrendered to Christ, it's really, Christ's
will. But you have to do it.
Christ
you
is all there is.
You have to be obedient to his will.
Christ is the only thing that is eternal in us.
It's the only power, really.
Well, my whole thing from this is in the natural, we can't do any of this without having God. I mean, it's all impossible. You cannot do this.
And what's interesting is those that heard the sermon last week, it's like I hadn't even read this.
Mm.
You know, and then through the sermon, it was like, I was saying, we can now say, Lord, I was driving down the road for those that weren't here, and the Lord said to me very clearly, you can now say, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And then
wow.
I started reading this, and I'm like, well, oh my gosh, this goes right along. I didn't even use any of this with the sermon yesterday, but the only reason you can say, I got this, is because of him.
Right.
It's not you. Mm-hmm. We talked about the double suitcase life, you know, the soul, the emotions, the desires, and whatever. And then we talked about the spiritual side. You know, for Christ to become alive in us, Adam has to die. He has to go away.
Thy will be done. Yeah.
Thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. Well, where's earth?
Inside.
Right here. So we want heaven to come to earth. And when heaven comes to earth, you can say, whatever comes your way, I got this. Because it's you and Christ as a team is a winning combination. And the only reason you got it is because he got it. So it's just interesting how then I go to this week and look at it for the first time. And say, I will, I will, I will, I will. So anyway, I don't know where I was, but I'll start with verse 3. We already did that. Yeah. I hate all who deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit and pride. I will search for faithful people to be my companions. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve in my house. Now, you've got to realize David's speaking.
Right.
You know, this is David talking about him, but of course it's in the Bibles for our benefit too. But he's saying that I'm going to be careful who I let rule and reign with me in the land here. I will search for faithful people to be my companions. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve in my house, and liars will not stay in my presence. My daily task will be to ferret out the wicked and free the city of the Lord from their grip. So, let's start with you, Sue, and just kind of, just, you know, there's no... It's free. Just be free. What's, when you read this, you heard it three different times, three different versions, what comes to mind? And what are you going to take away from this psalm when you leave the room here? What are you going to take away and try to apply to your life?
It's just like you were saying, it's not me, it's Christ within me. And that's the way you could do it, because you can't do it on your own.
Right.
It has to be God Himself changing us. Yeah.
I get from it choosing wisely, which is going to have to be God, and wisdom. He is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about wisdom, and He is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But I also see who you look at this and see who you're congregating with, who you're fellowshipping with. But Christ fellowship with the wine bibbers and with all of that. And I desire mercy when I look at things, mercy and grace to show to anyone you come around, which can only be done through Him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just see really being led by Him in all things.
Amen. Amen. Is that it? Mr. Oliver?
What I see in this is the Lord's given me wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Not to judge, but to choose who I want to associate with.
Mm-hmm.
And not to judge people on what I see, you know, physically. And just give me a heart that will accept people the way they are and give them a chance. You know. But... And give me a wisdom. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let me lean on His authority, not mine.
Well, there's nothing but wisdom through these statements that He's making. He's making declarations. He's making statements. He's declaring that this is how He's going to live His life. And there's nothing in there that wouldn't reek of wisdom.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all wisdom. Absolutely. Is that it, buddy?
Yeah, just give me a good heart.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, create in me, David said in Psalms 51, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and a steadfast spirit.
And like I say, thy will be done, you know.
You know, yeah. Good. What you got?
Well, when you said you never read another I will. Didn't Satan say that? I will sit on the mountain. I will do this, and I will do that. So I just thought I'd bring that out. I don't ever want to say, I will, or I can, because I guess I'm so young, and what I've learned, what I thought I knew, that I had studied or listened to for 20 years, and then when I came here, that was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I should have just thrown it away.
Oh, praise God.
But I didn't.
I stuck with it. I've learned. I've grown maybe an inch in knowledge that I thought I knew. And the verse that I said, Satan said, I will sit on the mountain. Mm-hmm. I kind of laugh at it now because he'll never sit on a mountain.
Well, he's been defeated.
Yeah.
Soundly. So that's why we don't talk a lot about Satan around here, because why, you know, just like Lynn Hiles said, someone came up to him and said, you never talk about Satan. Don't you believe in Satan?
Why glorify?
Well, his answer was great. He said, I believe in the defeated Satan. Isn't that a great answer?
You know where Satan is most of the time? In here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just to use an analogy of sports.
I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, whatever. That's Satan.
You got a team that loses every game but two or three games, and then you got a team that wins everything but two or three games. Who do you talk to? Who do you talk about? Who do the sports people talk about?
The team that's winning.
The team that's winning. They never bring up the...
Right.
So why should we bring up someone that's been defeated, you know, and has got his ears pinned back so many times that he only has the power you give him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we give him no power. He has no power at Wings. He has no power in all of our lives. And we don't talk about it.
Well, I gave him a lot of power.
Huh?
I gave him a lot of power.
Well, you don't now, right?
No.
There you
praise
go.
See, God,
now you said you think you grew an inch. Man, that's a mile right there. Right there, in and of itself, you have grown a mile just by saying.
I don't even think it anymore.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. I mean, praise God.
It's completely gone.
There you go.
Praise God.
There you go.
But I did read where Satan said that. Mm-hmm. And look,
well, he's alive.
Yeah.
The Bible says he's alive. So we don't even want to even bring it up. What else did you get out of that?
Well,
any verse, and that's another thing I was going to say. Any one verse jump out at you?
The very first one.
Okay, and that is the most important one.
I will sing as far as I'm concerned, mercy.
Because that sets the stage. For the rest of the song, that sets the stage. Mm-hmm. I will sing of your love. Wow, there is nothing more important than that. You're going to hear what the word sing means here in a second. But I will sing of your love and justice, Lord, Jehovah, the Almighty. You know, I will praise you with songs. Man, you get into that frame of mind, you get in, man, no devil can knock you down. No devil can make you depressed. No devil can do anything because you are in that heavenly realm.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. Good. Okay, Lisa.
I don't know. I have to say all of them just because it helps me stay into like what I'm going to try to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have to take every single one. I will try to do this and I will try to do that because a lot of my stuff is pride. And I don't mean to be prideful because of just all the calls. I mean, I feel like you just get beat down so much on the phone sometimes at work that it's like, you know, I had one day I was gonna cry. And I thought, Lord, you already know who these calls are. And he said, you know what? Wipe your feet and move on. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very hard. Mm-hmm. So I started getting prideful. I'm like, they don't, you know, and I start to, how do I say this? Stereotype. It's like, yes, this is why I can't, you know, this is why I get this way and start talking about people and being judgmental. I'm like, okay, Lord, what are they doing? What are they saying about me? Because I'm not a very good example. And I have to cut myself off sometimes, and we're all guilty of it. You know, we're all guilty of it. And one of them was asking me a question. And she's like, well, what good are you then if you can't answer my question?
Sounds like
time, I really don't know. Have a great day, click. I'm like, you know, I didn't even want to even go into it with her. So then the next one was, thank you very much for absolutely nothing. Or like thank you so much for not, basically, like, I was on the phone with her for an hour. And she was trying to put words in my mouth, and I said, no, that's not what I've said. I said, this is what you're asking for. I can't tell you that they are not, or they are liable for this tax year, because based on the instructions, you may not be liable to have to file this partnership return, blah, blah, blah. She's like, why are you getting in at it? She goes, well, thanks so much for absolutely nothing. And click. I'm like, have a great day.
These are all challenges for us.
You know, and I'm like,
and the bottom line of it all is you have to just be in that heavenly realm.
I do, and I'm like,
you know,
Lord.
And not get in the earthly
but
realm.
But it's hard to do.
It is so hard. So all of this together, I will try, because sometimes I feel like I'm going to flip. You know, and I'm thinking, okay, Lord.
But you just have to let it not, like, take it personally.
And it is so hard.
Yeah, they don't know you.
So when I say to you, don't beat yourself up. Because you know what? We beat ourselves up more than anybody else out there.
Yeah,
so
we do.
You know what? Your inch is a mile, honey. You know what? Continue. You just stay right here where it's true. And everybody will, you know what I mean, build each other up. Yeah. This is why we have to come here, okay?
I have to come here to get built up. I can't get built up out there.
Right.
So I just come here and
Amen.
Get built up.
Right.
Okay, that's so, exactly. Like, you know, buddy, this is what you were kind of saying. You know, like how we always do. I always told Tyler, you're going to get sized up by the company you keep. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we're the same way.
Birds
you know,
of a feather.
To me, this, you know, if we're hanging around some unsavory characters and stuff like that, you know, we really shouldn't be doing that.
But it's not them that's the issue. Because Jesus hung out with all kinds
of people.
I can remember, I know you're not, but I can tell you I was a baby Christian, and I came home from church, and, you know, I was railing on this and that and the other, and I was laying on the couch watching a basketball game, and I fell asleep, and man, the Lord woke me up, and I went right to my feet. I stood up in the living room, right to my feet, and the Lord spoke as clearly as He's spoken anything else to me in my life, and that is, I want you to be like I am in Luke 15. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry, I don't know, I don't have a clue what's in Luke 15. I didn't know if he didn't say verse 20, he didn't say verse 10, he didn't say verse 1. As soon as you open up Luke 15, the very first thing is how Jesus hung out with all the so-called undesirables. He hung out with all the people that the religious people looked down upon him because he was hanging around all the sinners. Okay? And man, that nothing Lord taught me more wisdom in that split second than anything up
to be woken
point.
Up.
Huh?
To be woken up.
He woke me up
he
in more ways than one. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
I mean.
So that you know, that was one of those, okay, Lord, I will not judge people. Mm. Everybody is equal in your eyes. You love every single one of them, whether they're Muslim, whether they're Baptist, whether they're non-denominational or Sikh or whatever. Jehovah's Witness, He loves them all, every single one of them. There's not one of them He doesn't love, you know, even those in prison that did heinous acts. He loves them. Well, if He can love them, He can love anybody, right?
Yes.
And He does.
He does.
And He does. So why can't I be that way too? And that's what my whole life from that point on has been. Don't judge people, love people. And
so you don't know what they've been through.
You have no clue.
Yeah, in their lives, you don't know what they've been through all their lives.
No clue.
So.
All right. Kathy.
Wow. I'm not real sure about this song, but I know that every single thing I've heard God made something very clear to me the other day, and it's just been rattling around in my head, and it has to do with judgment and justice. His loving kindness. I've all heard this in one of those things. It said, your loving kindness and your justice. His judgment is all loving kindness. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a lady the other day, and this just flowed out of my mouth, and it was more of a realization to me than I'm sure that it was to her. And God's just been making me chew on it. Christ is all and in all. He's in all of this. And the only thing that's going to survive is God, mm-hmm. Christ. If I say, I love Mike, I love the Christ that I see in Mike. Mm-hmm. Mike loves the Christ that he sees in me. God is God. And all things, he is God and in all. Mm-hmm. And anything that is not Christ or God is tear, you know. It's part of what's being destroyed. And none of those things should be judged. We don't know. But whatever it is, if it is, and God is doing that work. We're not even doing the work. It is all Christ. He is all and in all, and everything's okay. Because the only thing that's going to survive eternity is the Christ that's in you, and he knows how to process the Christ within us. He's doing it all. That's the only thing I can think about these days. I just, you know, look at the Christ, see the Christ, love the Christ in all. Mm-hmm. And this little lady that I was talking to was married to another lady. Mm-hmm. She's one of my dearest friends, and I love her so much. Mm-hmm. And there is no judgment in Christ. There is no judgment in Christ, because every little thing that is not his perfect will is going to be blown away. There it goes, and nothing but the, you know, and it's not our work, it's his work. And the will, I will, I will, I will. He is. He's doing it. Relax, chill. He's got this. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah, what was the one thing you said? The thing that Lord showed me with the sermon last week was, you know, he will complete that which he started. Yeah. Okay? Well, how does that look? Mm-hmm. It looks where, you know, the soul, suke, the soul, is your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions, your desires. I desire to do this. Okay, I will to do this. Okay, and a lot of times the soul, all that stuff is very, very selfish. The soul can be very, very prideful. Selfish. So
that's where it all
what is. The Lord showed me is when the completion is completed, mm-hmm. the soul is swallowed up by the spirit and become one. Mm-hmm. And it's no more about my desire, mm-hmm. my emotions. Mm-hmm. How about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? It's about
all about him.
All about him.
Yeah.
And that soul gets just consumed, mm-hmm. by your spirit, mm-hmm. which is his spirit. And it no longer is thinking the way it was thinking before. It's thinking now the thoughts. Jesus said, make them one as we are one. Jesus never said it. A word never departed from his mouth unless the Father told him to say it. Mm-hmm. He never did it. He never went to Galilee. He never went unless the Lord told him to go. Like the parable of it's a parable of the sower. I call it the parable of the soil. The parable of the soil. Jesus was sitting all by himself on the shore, and so many people showed up, he had to get into the boat. Well, who told him to get into the boat?
God.
The Father. Because he wouldn't do it unless the Father told him to do it. So it was really cool. It was one of those epiphany moments, mm-hmm. you know, where you just, you know, because I kept saying, Lord, what are we going to look like when we are completed? You began that work in us. Now, what's it all look like when we're completed? And that's what he showed me. That we, you know, Adam gets consumed by Christ.
Amen.
So, anyway.
In a way, you can say you could lose your soul, but it's just swallowed up in the spirit, you know? Until you have no desire unless it's his desire.
And when we realize that his death was our death,
mm-hmm.
you know, his burial was our burial,
right.
and his resurrection is our resurrection, wow, we're in that resurrection thing. All that other stuff's past news.
Yeah.
We're living the resurrection life right now. We're not, don't go back and try to rebury yourself and you know, re-die. You're already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead in Christ. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So, Mike?
For me, it's all about choices. And I'm reading the first two verses. Can I read the first two verses in the Message?
Sure.
My theme song is God's Love and Justice, and I'm singing it right to you, God.
Mm.
I'm finding my way down the road of right living, but how long before you show up? I'm doing the very best that I can, and I'm doing it at home where it counts. See, well, I think number one, home means our heart.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like is it starts out, my theme song, he has already taken ownership.
Yep.
Right there. He's taken ownership of what he's going to do. But he's also taken ownership that he's never going to be perfect. That all he can do is the best he can each and every day and keep doing what he believes is in God's will for his life and depending on and living that out. And it's like you were saying, Lisa, pride. You know, it's time to quit beating ourselves up because we're never going to get it always right.
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 See, remember that one.
Yeah.
We're never going to be 100 to nothing. You know?
Just gonna have to keep coming.
It's hard when you've been right your whole life. And you have to turn it over to somebody else.
What a revelation.
I didn't know that.
That's a huge motto. You know, I was just looking at the only one thing where he says, I will lead a blameless life. Oh, Lord, when are you going to come and help me? Because in that way, we're not going to live a blameless life. He's teaching us through our mistakes and our errors and our, you know, living a blameless life is not what God has ever expected of us. He wants growth. And he wants maturity.
Well, that's why I like what it says. My theme song is God's love and justice.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken
ownership, yeah.
Ownership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then when he goes down and says, I will this, I will this, I will that, but I'm only doing the best I can, he's saying, mm-hmm. This is what I really want to do, but I'm not sure I can do it.
Then
I can only do the best I can.
It's like a little child, you do stumble and fall, but you have to reach up to the father or the mother.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, they got to change your diaper.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, you learn.
And at the end, they change it. No.
Oh, yeah,
they do. I thought, my goodness, you come in diapers and you go out in diapers.
And with no teeth.
No, that's enough.
Well, it depends.
But don't you think that's what we have to do? We have to take ownership of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing we have to do. I was telling Kat this morning, I was reading a thing on Fox News this morning about John Wooden, the basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, even after his death, the seven creeds that he lived by still resonate to people today. And the very first one was, always be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is he from Indiana? Was he the
UCLA.
Basketball coach?
I know, but UCLA. Oh, California. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's right. Yeah. He was a great coach, mm-hmm. and he was a leader and whatever. And I think he was a believer.
He was definitely a believer.
Some of the stuff he writes mm-hmm. seems he was like definitely he was a believer, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you finished?
I'm finished.
Then we got to get out of here.
I pretty much like did my mind throughout the whole thing.
Anything jump out at you though? I mean, if you repeat what someone else said, that's fine because the like-minded people are going to mm-hmm. pull the same things out, you know.
Well, I like what Mike said. It's all about choices. A lot of everything comes down to making choices.
Well, learning to make wise choices mm-hmm. comes from making wrong choices.
Right. Yes, experience. Yes.
And the experience. Common battle is living in the natural. I mean, I know. Work. I mean, it's every day.
Yes.
It's going on every day. It's the natural. And then how you should be.
Can I read that?
Sure.
It says,
were you finished?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you have the mind of Christ, our thoughts will be filled with praise and thanksgiving. When we complain, we open many doors to the enemy. Mm-hmm. Complaining, either in thought or word, causes us to live weak, powerless lives and sometimes bring on physical illness. Do you want to live a powerful life? Take the advice of Psalms 100. Be thankful to God and say you are thankful. Realize that complaining is a death principle, but being thoughtful and saying so is a life principle that will bring joy to your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Sounds and, good. We'll end on that.
And as a believer, when we complain, we're saying, God, you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And if he's the controller, he's got it. Mm-hmm. And we have no business complaining. Father.
And the enemy is ourselves.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. We have met the enemy, and he is us. Father, we just love you. Mm-hmm. We praise you, and we thank you for the peace that you give us in our time of need.
Yes.
Father, we just want you to help us to learn how to dwell in that peace eternally and to just give you all thanksgiving and all praise and all honor and glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.